And Neal Hill controls the tip, get it back to Ennis. He'll play the point guard. All over to the right side to Williams. Good player, Jermaine Williams, one of the very best in Southeast Missouri. Williams has it now on the right side wing. Takes it down to the corner on the dribble. Thomas jump out on the double team. Alton playing a little shifting 2-3 zone here. Needleville trying to punch it inside. Ball poked away by the defense. Needleville got it back. Jeffries, number 32, goes up and in. Parker Jeffries, first 2 points of the night and of the season for the Needleville Tigers. Here's Alton breaking a full-court press with Clary. Got it down to Heck. Kanan starts to square up for a three, but we got a whistle. And a foul going to be called as Clary turned loose of the pass. He got Heck on the arm. That will be on number one, Jermaine Williams. That'll be number one on Jermaine. Williams, 6'4". Alton brings it across the timeline. Gets to Clary on the left side. Bounces it down to Eli King on the baseline. He'll bring it back out to the wing and on top for Kanan Heck. Alton, a lot of interchangeable parts on this team. Here's Heck going into the lane. Falls down and got tripped on the way. That'll be a foul called on Parker. Nope. Called it on number. I'm waiting on the post-it here. On number 32. Yeah, Parker Jeffries. Well, Jeffries called for his first foul to go with his bucket. Alton down two here early. We're a minute in the game. Here's Clary driving the baseline. Pulls up with a shot off the window. No good. Rebound taken by the Comets. Clary got it back and couldn't score. And here comes Neelyville the other way, and an offensive foul going to be called on Neelyville. Taking it up the left sideline, got a little out of control. Number three, Noah Burton. Burton called for the charge. Andy Morrison stands his ground. Morrison's got it now. Oh, and the Comets with an inbound violation. Eli King looking inbound, and his front foot stepped inbounds before he turned it loose. So an unforced turnover by the Alton Comets. We've just played a minute here in Van Buren. Alton down 2-0. Neelyville with it. They're swinging around the horn for Ennis. Ennis puts the shot up. No good. Rebound. Gets on the ground. Goes out of bounds. It'll be, be Neelyville basketball. I thought Fowler was the last to touch it. The officials say no. Alton now playing the zone on the inbound. Here's a give to Fowler. Pulls up with a jumper. No good from just inside the free throw line. Rebound off the Parker Jeffries. He puts it back up and in for Neelyville. So Jeffries with a bucket. Alton facing some backcourt pressure. Morrison with it. His pass is tipped but picked up by Heck. Kanan down the middle of the lane. Has the ball knocked away by the defense. It goes to Fowler. Fowler up the right sideline. A little crossover dribble just outside the elbow. Puts up a jumper. No good. And rebound controlled by Kanan Heck for Alton. Here come the Comets. Got it to Clary. Clary sliding down the baseline. His shot is blocked. Rebound gets on the floor. Clary got it back. Now fires away, and it's good. Drew Clary, the senior, the first 2 points of the season and of the night. That cuts the lead in half. 2 minutes into the first quarter. Alton, a little bit of full-court pressure. Needleville breaks it. Got it to Fowler. Fowler going to the bucket. It's going to get fouled as he makes the move down the baseline. That'll be on number 30, Drew Clary. Clary called for the foul will be his first of the game, first team foul against the Alton Comets. Neelyville's been called for three early. Neelyville inbounded down under the bucket. They lob it into Fowler at the right elbow, kicked it down to Williams in the corner. Three-point ball is up off the back rim, no good. Rebound is tipped out and out of bounds off the hands of Neelyville. It'll be Alton Comet basketball with a chance to tie. 5:49 to go here in the first quarter. We're at the Current River Challenge in Van Buren, Missouri. Alton Comets bring it across the timeline. Got it to Kanan Heck on the right side. The junior holds it above the head. Takes it down toward the lane. Bounces inside trying to get to Kernodle. It goes off to his elbow and out of bounds. Kernodle didn't quite see that ball coming. Bounces off of him out of bounds. Alton again, full court pressure. Neelyville breaks it down to Jermaine Williams. And Williams going to the hole is going to get fouled on the drive. But that may be on Clary. And if it is, it's number two early. Clary trying to get back. It's going to be whistled for the foul. That'll be number two on Drew Clary. And immediately, number 22, Kaysen Kinder, gets up off the Alton Comet bench. Looks like Neelyville getting ready to make a substitution as well. Free throw for Williams is up. It is no good. Jermaine Williams has started since he was a freshman. They've had high hopes for him. He's a good player, good athlete. Kinder checks into the ballgame after the missed free throw. Second one is up, and that one is good. Williams hits one of the two. And his first point of the night. They set a 5-2 Neelyville lead. Alton Comets with it. Andy Morrison bring it into the front court. Right through the big bulldog in the middle of the floor here at Van Buren. Wings the ball outside to Kinder, around to Eli King. Three-pointer out of the left corner is off the back of the rim, no good. Kernodle down the rebound, kicks it back outside to Kinder. Kinder, is it the Kanan Heck? Heck, that's it. Around to the left side, got it there for Eli King. Back over to Kinder, three-point shot is on the way. That one rattles off the rim, no good. And rebound controlled by Burton for Neelyville. Gets the ball up the floor in a hurry. They get over to Williams on the left side now. Jermaine Williams looking to move into the lane, travel with the basketball. Tried to play flop, thinking he was going to be the foul call, but no foul call. They call him for the travel. And substitution now for Alton. Kanan Heck goes out. And DeWolf will check in. Brandon DeWolf, the sophomore, in for the Comets. Alton against the full court pressure. Got it up to DeWolf. He crosses the timeline, feeds up to Kinder at the three-point line. He'll back it back out. Alton will reset the offense. From the top, Morrison goes right side to King on the wing in the corner for DeWolf. DeWolf brings it out around to Kinder and around the horn. Morrison to King in the left corner. King looking to go down the baseline, slides around the defense, puts it up off the window, no good. And rebound control by the Donovan Dons. Here they come. Ballard into the lane, kicks it back outside. Three-point ball is on the way, no good. Long rebound taken by Burton. Burton over to Williams and back out to Burton. He'll set it there from way out on the floor. I go over to number 24. I'm going to say that's Kobe Hayes, but do not have a 24 on the roster. Here's the give down for Burton. Burton back out to Hayes and around to Williams on the left side. Three-pointers on the way. No good. And Andy Morrison yanks down the rebound for the Alton Comets who are on the fly. Morrison all the way to the bucket, misses a shot, and they're going to wave it off. They're going to call a foul on the floor. Morrison couldn't hit the shot, but I believe the foul's going to be on the rebound. It'll be a push, and we'll go. It'll be a non-shooting foul. Foul goes against number 32. That's Parker Jeffries, and Jeffries picked up his second. Kernodle out of the game. Dalton Sharp will check in for Alton. Here's the inbound play. Got it to Kinder. Three-point ball is up. No good. Rebound Eli King, and he gets tied up. And the hell ball belongs to the Alton Comets. And Jeffries will go out of the ball game. Number 14, Crosswhite, will check in for Neelyville. Alton's inbound after the hell ball. Got it to Eli King. 15-foot jumper's no good. Rebound, Fowler. Fowler's off to the races. Steps through a double team, and we're going to get a whistle and a foul called on the Alton Comets. It'll be either Andy Morrison or Eli King. They were both there trying to draw the charge. And they're going to give it to Eli King. Number 24, Eli King called for the foul. Trying to draw the contact. Instead, he's called for the foul. Third team foul on the Alton Comets this afternoon. Allison Fowler, number 33, Curtis Fowler, 6'4", senior, to the line for Neelyville. They got a pair of bigs out there, Fowler and Williams, both at 6'4". First free throw on the way for the senior is off the front rim, no good. So both teams having a little trouble finding the shooting range here early on. You would expect that in an early season game. Andy Morrison out of the ballgame now for Alton. Number 15, Jed Montgomery will check in. Neelyville also getting fresh legs in there. Number 4, Austin Enos will check back in the ballgame. Second free throw for Curtis Fowler is on the way. That one is good. So Fowler gets on the board with a free throw. And now Neelyville pulls off the full court pressure. They're going to pick up at midcourt in a man-to-man. Alton brings it across. Montgomery gives up to Heck. Kanan Heck could just check back in. Now to DeWolf. Right side to Montgomery. Jed moves away from the defense on the dribble drive. And it's going to be fouled. It's a reach-in on Jermaine Williams. Jermaine Williams for Neelyville picks up his second foul. And Alton will inbound it on the near sideline. And Williams will check out. Number 3, Noah Burton checks in. So you lose a 6-4 to a 5-11. Alton inbounds the ball. Got it to Heck. Bounces it down to Sharp. Head fake. Shoots. Blocked by Fowler. He blocked it out of bounds. Dalton Sharp gave a good head fake as we went up with a shot. Fowler came off the baseline and swatted it out of bounds. 3:18 to go in the first quarter. Alton down by 4. Comets having trouble finding the bottom of the net. Here's a give to Heck. Pulls up just inside the free throw line. Misses the shot. And a rebound controlled by number 24. That is Hayes for Neelyville. Neelyville with a 4-point lead in the basketball. 3 minutes to go, first quarter. Burton gives over to Hayes on the left side wing. Wings it way down the corner to Fowler. Fowler puts it on the floor one time, gives it back out to Hayes. Alton playing zone. Oh, here's a steal by DeWolf. DeWolf will drive for the uncontested layup and score. DeWolf with the bucket. Brandon DeWolf, the sophomore. Second bucket of the night. Alton here in full court pressure and a travel called on Neelyville. Alton, a little bit of backcourt pressure, and Neelyville travel with it. It was Enos, Austin Enos. Call for the travel, so Alton's got it back here with a chance to tie the game with 2:37 to go in this first quarter. Kinder will inbound, gets it to Heck in the right corner. Back outside, around the horn it goes. Got it to DeWolf, now to Montgomery. Montgomery looking in the lane, swings it to Heck at the elbow. He puts it on the floor down the left side of the lane. Going to the basket's going to get fouled. That'll be number three, Noah Burton. He picks up his second foul. Well, two fouls on Noah Burton. Williams with two, Jeffries with two. So Neelyville getting in some early foul trouble. Three of their starters with two each here in the first quarter. Heck will go to the line and shoot two. First one is up and it's good. So Caden Heck gets on the board. That makes it a one-point Neelyville lead. 6-5 with 2:24 to go in the first quarter. Number 14, Lane Crosswhite, checks in the ball game. And Burton goes out after that foul. Second free throw for Heck is good. Sometimes you got to, oh, here's a steal on the inbound. Alton with a bucket. Brandon DeWolf got it to Jed Montgomery, who scores the layup. And the Comet backcourt gives the Alton Comets the lead, and Neelyville wants a timeout. 2:20 to go, first quarter. Alton's taking the lead by two. We'll be back in 30 on Ecom Sports.
One of the quickest ways to get quick cash when you need it most, see Alton Gun and Pawn. They're located on West 160 across from Harps and Alton. They offer a great selection of over 250 guns in stock, as well as ammo, tools, electronics, and jewelry. You can buy, sell, and trade at Alton Gun and Pawn. You can also bring your unwanted gold and silver and turn that into cash in your pocket in a matter of minutes. Buy, sell, and trade at Alton Gun and Pawn. Their phone number is 417-778-6677.
Now back to Van Buren, Missouri after the timeout. The Midwest Bank, the first Midwest Bank, Kern River Challenge, become a really nice annual event here and a good crowd on hand on a Friday afternoon for some high school basketball. Alton Comet basketball brought to you this afternoon by your Alton Comet boosters, including Harps, Hometown Fresh Food Stores in Thayer and Alton, and the Clary Funeral Homes of Alton, Mammoth Spring, and Thayer. Again, Alton playing full court pressure. Neelyville breaks it this time. Fowler gets it down. Shot is up and no good. Rebound, ball it around. Fowler's got it. We're going to get a push. Going to be called on Neelyville. We're going the other way, and the Alton Comet should be shooting the 1-1. That is team foul number 7 on Neelyville. They call on number 33, Curtis Fowler. That is team foul number 7, so the Comet should be shooting the 1-1. Dalton Sharp check out of the game. Colby Cronodo back in for Alton. And now the official finally realized it should be the 1-1. So Alton will be shooting the 1-1 here with 2:09 to play in the first quarter. Alton leads it by 2, 8-6. And it'll be Kanan Heck going to the free throw line. Kanan 2 points here in the quarter. Hit a couple of free throws just a moment ago. Alton Comet basketball brought to you today in part by the Corn-Fed Rascal Restaurant on the square in Alton. Free throw by Heck is no good. Eli King comes down, the rebound for Alton. Out to DeWolf for three off the back iron. Rebound to the Comets. Jed Montgomery has his shot rejected out of bounds. Alton Comets out hustling Neelyville all over the floor right now. 2:02 to play in the first quarter. Alton with the basketball though, inbound under the bucket. And Eli King brings it into DeWolf. DeWolf gets it down to King in the low blocks, trying to go over Fowler. Fowler's got to be careful. Shot is no good. Cronodal down the rebound, and he gets fouled. And that's going to be on Parker Jeffries for Neelyville, number 32. And Parker Jeffries just picked up his third foul here in the first quarter. Third foul on Jeffries. Cronodal will go to the line and shoot two for Alton. Colby has not scored this afternoon. Alton hanging on to a two-point lead here. First free throw is up and bounces off the front iron. No good. He will attempt another. Alton's got 8 points. Four different players have scored. Now Jed Montgomery is one of those. He goes off the floor as Andy Morrison checks back in, the senior, in for the Alton Comets. Second free throw for Cronodal's up and good. So Cronodal with his first point of the afternoon. Here comes Neelyville. Fowler dribble drives through the Alton Comet full court press, kicked it outside. Shot is up, three-pointer no good. Fowler comes down the rebound, lays it up over the front of the rim. Count it, and the foul. Curtis Fowler picks up his first field goal of the afternoon. Foul's going to be on Kernodle, I believe. Yes, it is. Colby Kernodle, number 44, called for the foul. That'll be his first of the day. Curtis Fowler, number 33, at the free throw line, shooting one. Trying to complete the three-point play, and the free throw rattles in and out, no good. Kernodle down the rebound for Alton. Here come the Comets. Alton with a one-point lead, 9-8, a minute 35 to go in the first quarter. It gets to Heck at the free throw line, kicks it back outside, now on the left side for Morrison. Morrison looks at a cutter in the lane. That is Kane and Heck. Got it to him. Heck around the defense. Fakes, shoots, and scores. Kane and Heck with 4 points. The first Comet with more than two. And Alton runs the lead up to 11. And now a throwaway by Neelyville against the Comet full court press. A lot of subs in the ballgame right now for Neelyville due to foul trouble. And the Alton press is giving them fits. Andy Morrison brings it across the timeline after the turnover. Just a Heck on the left wing, back outside for DeWolf. DeWolf, tried to go to Heck and threw it behind him. They didn't see Kanan making a cut for the bucket, threw it behind him. So Alton with the unforced turnover there. Neelyville will get number 24, Kobe Hayes, back in the game. To help with his press. Well, Fowler almost traveled, no call. And this time Neelyville breaks it across the timeline. They get up the floor for Hayes. Hayes around the right side to Enos, now to Fowler. Fowler going to the hole. Pulls up with a shot. No good. And a rebound controlled by Eli King. At good inside position and gets fouled by number 14, Lane Crosswhite. The junior picks up his first foul. Will walk down the other end and shoot the 1-1 again. Already 18 fouls against Neelyville in this game. It'll put Eli King at the free throw line. And he'll shoot the 1-1. First one is up for Eli. Good. But King gets on the board. His first point of the 2019-2020 basketball season. First of many that he will score. And he gives the Alton Comets a four-point lead. Make it five as Eli hits them both. Alton pulls off the full-court press now. Neelyville gets the ball up the floor. 44 seconds to go in the first quarter. Here's Enos. He's on the left side. Now they go inside for Crosswhite. Crosswhite back outside. And to Fowler. Fowler now to Crosswhite in the lane. His shot is blocked by Kernodle. And Kernodle got the rebound, lost it. Oh, and Colby's going to be called for a reach-in foul. Colby trying to get it back. Going to be called for the reach-in. That'll be foul number two on Colby Kernodle. Second Comet with two fouls here in the first quarter. Alton's committed five team fouls. Neelyville will inbound. Got it into number 11. Also not listed in our program. We apologize for that. All goes around the right side. Number 11 with a shot. It's good. A three-point shot. And again, we apologize for not knowing who that is. But he drains a three from the right side. And Neelyville back to within two. Alton with it. Andy Morrison going out front to Eli King. King makes the catch at the top of the key. Swings it on the left side wing for Morrison. Morrison backs into the lane. Nice shot at the buzzer. No good. And that's the end. One quarter play. Our score, 13-11. Alton Comets with a lead over the Neelyville Tigers. We'll be back with our second quarter in just 1 minute on Ecom Sports.
Being the family superhero is a tireless job, constantly defending against monsters in the closet and grass so tall it swallows small children. But who's there for them if you're not? Your local Shelter insurance agent. With an insurance superhero sidekick, you can find a life insurance plan that helps provide a safety net for your family. Learn more at shelterinsurance.com. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
See me, Andrew Ekman, at 1222 Missouri Avenue in West Plains for a free insurance review.
The holiday season is just around the corner. Are you wanting to get a head start on your shopping but need extra cash to do it? At Alton Bank, we understand these needs and want to assist you. That is why we try to offer loans to fit your needs. Come by and talk with a loan officer to discuss the loan options available. Getting your holiday shopping done early may be just what you need to have a very merry holiday season. Alton Bank, worth changing banks for. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
13-11, our score. We're just ready to start the second quarter. Alton Comets with a lead over the Neelyville Tigers. A little bit sloppy first quarter. A lot of fouls out there tonight. Neelyville's already been called for 19 fouls in this first quarter. They got three of their starters in early foul trouble. Alton Comets playing a lot of folks tonight. 10 different players have played already in this game for Coach Norm Hollis and the Alton Comets. Now, the Comets going back to the starters here. No. Eli King, Dalton Sharp, Kanan Heck, Andy Morrison, and Brandon DeWolf will start the second quarter here for the Alton Comets. Remember, Drew Clary's on the bench in foul trouble for Alton. He had two early. Kernodal also with two fouls here in the first half. He's on the bench next to Chandler Sisko over there. Neelyville opens the quarter with a basketball and a chance to tie. They go to the high post. Now outside for Hayes. Hayes going down the wing. Couldn't get open for the shot. Feeds it back out front. Neelyville holds it out top. Now they go to Fowler. Fowler got an opening on the baseline. Drives for the two-handed jam. Oh, Curtis Fowler sticks one home for Neelyville. I mean, he stuck it hard. Alton now in a tie ball game. Here's DeWolf. Got it down to Morrison. Morrison is over to DeWolf again. Back outside to Morrison on the left side. Now out top for Eli King to Kanan Heck. Alton needs an answer here. Oh, that dunk has ignited this Neelyville bunch. Here's the ball on the floor and a scramble for it. Neelyville's got it. They get it to Fowler. Fowler around the defense. Finger rolls it. Counted and a foul. Curtis Fowler's taken over the first minute of the second quarter. Basket is good. Foul goes on Eli King. That'll be number two on Eli. So Eli King picks up his second foul. Fowler now all of a sudden 4 points out of the first quarter break. He's got seven in the game. Free throw is up and no good. Rebound volleyed up and around, and Sharp has got it. Ooh, and he comes down hard on his back. Alton Sharp went up high for that ball, and he came down right on his back. And, of course, that's a travel, and the ball belongs to Neelyville. Number four, Enos, will trigger it in. They look to go inside to Sharp, and the ball deflected by Alton, but right back to Neelyville. Tigers have got it out on top. Boy, that dunk has ignited the Neelyville crowd and put some energy in the Neelyville basketball team. They swing it on the left side. Get it back out top for Hayes, and then Hayes travel with the basketball. Trying to make a pass, Hayes. Drug the pivot foot. Kind of awkward on the pivot there. Substitution now for Alton. Kaysen Kinder will check in as Brandon DeWolf will sit down. Andy Morrison out there with Eli King, Kinder, Heck, and Sharp for Alton. Eli King's got it on the right side. Swings it around the horn, gets it down low for Sharp on the baseline. Goes to Heck. 3-point shot is on the way. Count it. Kanan Heck hits the 3-pointer. Kanan with 7 points for the Alton Comets as he hits the three, the second made three-pointer of the game. One by Neelyville, one by Alton. Neelyville's got it against the pressure. Feed it up to Hayes. Hayes penetrates into the free throw circle, gives it back outside to Enos. Enos gives it up, gets it back, shoots a three. That one's missed wildly. Now to Curtis Fowler. Fowler in the lane. Offensive foul on Fowler. Fowler leaned into the defense and knocked down Eli King, and that'll be foul number two on Fowler. Well, Curtis Fowler picks up two. Jermaine Williams with two. Noah Burton and Parker Jeffries has three. Well, Neelyville in deep foul trouble here with 5:51 to go in the first half. 16-15, Alton with the lead and the ball. Kinder in the corner. Long pass is almost intercepted by Fowler. He gets fouled by Kanan Heck going after the loose ball. Fowler deflected, and if he would have run that ball down, if Heck didn't foul it, and he would have run that ball down, we would have seen the biggest dunk we've seen in the history of dunks here in Van Buren. But instead, he's going to back up 15 feet and shoot free throws. Foul, by the way, on Kanan Heck will be his first of the afternoon, but it's team foul number seven. So both teams into the bonus now. Alton's into the double bonus. First free throw is no good for Fowler. Rebound off the hands of Neelyville and out of bounds. 5:43 to go in the first quarter, or in the first half. Fowler checks out of the game now as number 15. Again, we apologize. We do not have that young man listed in the program. Alton taking their time, bringing it up the floor with 5:35 to go in the first half. Alton with a one-point lead. Morrison out front, swings it to to Kinder. Kinder on the left side to Heck. Heck handles it out front. Nice little crossover dribble. Got away from the defense. Now they triple team him. He gives Eli King, cutting down the baseline. Kicked it back out to Kinder, around to Morrison. Fake the three, going to the baseline. Jump pass out front for Heck. Heck going to the hole. A little fadeaway jumper is no good. And the rebound controlled by Neelyville. Tigers with a chance to regain the lead here. Oh, almost a steal by Morrison. And now Heck does have it. Kane and Heck got one man to beat. Takes him to the hole and scores. Kane and Heck with nine in the first half for the Alton Comets. The only Comet with more than 2 points tonight. So it's in Heck versus Fowler in the scoring. Here's almost a steal by Morrison. Neelyville got it back. They feed it on the left side for number 11. Back over and down the corner to Enos. He'll shoot a three out of the corner. It's good. Enos. Number four with his first three-pointer of the night, and that ties the game at 18 with 4:25 to go in the half. Alton with it. Leans on the left side corner for Kinder. His three-point shot's no good. The rebound taken by Neelyville. Then we're going to get a foul on the outlet pass. A foul against the Alton Comets. We'll have to see who that's on. Call on number 22, Kaysen Kinder. Call for his first foul of the afternoon. Junior getting his feet wet here with the varsity. Did not get to play a whole lot last season, nursing a season-long injury. Here's the first free throw. Front end of 1-1 is good for Austin Enos. Enos now with 4 points for Neelyville. Tigers are led by Curtis Fowler. He's got seven. Alton led by Kanan Heck with nine in the first half. And Kanan going off the floor. Brandon DeWolf will check back in for the Alton Comets. Second free throw for Enos, no good. Rebound taken by the Alton Comets. Number 11, Ben Ash, will bring down the rebound. Ben seeing his first action of the afternoon. Alton with it, wing it around the left side to Drew Clary, who just checked back in. Drew, nice little dribble drive into the lane, couldn't hit the shot, gets his own rebound. Back up and in he goes. So Drew Clary, his second bucket of the afternoon. And Alton again back to the 1-2 press, 1-2-1-1, and Neelyville breaks it. Enos taking it toward the bucket. Awkward move. Here's an awkward shot up by Crosswhite. No good. Rebound controlled by Neelyville. Then a foul going to be called on Jed Montgomery, who just checked back in. Mad scramble after the ball rolling around on the floor. Montgomery's going to be called for the push. That'll be foul number one on Jed. And down by one, Neelyville shooting free throws. Number 15. And again, another number that we do not have listed in the program. So the first free throw for number 15 is on the way, and it is good. So bench scoring for Neelyville, number 11, who also is not listed in the program, has a three-pointer, and now number 15 with a point. So four of their points off the bench here in the first half. Second one is up, and that one is no good. Rebound to Ash for Ben Ash with the rebound, got up to Drew Clary. Clary gives it outside and around the horn to Jed Montgomery. Jed going to the hole, gets cut off on a baseline and then travel with the basketball. Well, Comets will turn it over with the travel with 3:31 to go in the first half. Alton and Neelyville tied at 20 here, and almost a steal on the inbound pass by Clary for Alton, but the Neelyville Tigers control. And they get it to floor to Hayes. Hayes will get it under control, waits for the rest of his offense to get set. Ball on the left side. Neelyville will swing it over to Austin Enos. Enos with a pass into the lane. Stolen by Brandon DeWolf for Alton. No look pass to Ben Ash. He couldn't hit the shot. Rebound gets on the floor. Clary and Enos will tie up with a loose ball, and it belongs to the Alton Comets. And it looks like Dalton Sharp going to check into the game now. Ben Ash will check out. Kanan Heck going back into the game. And Drew Clary will sit down with those two fouls. Coach Norm Hollis, if you're familiar with, remember when Norm coached before, likes to shuffle a lot of fresh sets of legs on the floor. They like to play an up-tempo kind of game. They're going to full-court press. Got to keep fresh folks on the floor, and he gets a lot of people that play. Here's Jed Montgomery. Penetration into the lane. Got the ball off on the baseline to Kinder. Pull-up jumper from 12 feet. No good. Rebound, Dalton Sharp under the bucket. Can't score. DeWolf goes in for the rebound. Kicks it back out front to Heck. Heck, baseline to Kinder for three. Off the front of the rim. No good. Heck with another rebound. He forces a shot up. That one's no good. Sharp with it, back up and in. Alton Chalmers just out hustling Neelyville again. Here comes, oh, we're going to get a foul on the sideline. Kinder trying to cut off the sideline. It's going to be whistled for a foul. That'll be number two on Kaysen, Kaysen Kinder. And it'll put Neelyville at the free throw line to shoot the two-shot foul. We're into the double bonus, so both teams are shooting two from here on out. 2:25 to go in the first half. Alton up by two. Neelyville shooting free throws. First one is up and good. Makes it a one-point game. Alton County basketball this afternoon brought to you in part by Shelter Insurance, Norm Hollis, your agent. Hollis Insurance Agency, LLC in Alton. Alton, no substitution. Eli King checks back into the game for the Comets. Second free throw at a tie ball game. No, it's no good. Rebound controlled by Alton. Kanan Hex got it. He races up the left side of the floor. Now waits for the rest of his team. Gives it out to Jed Montgomery. Montgomery over to DeWolf on the right side of the free throw lane. Goes to the left side for Heck. Heck in the corner for Montgomery. Montgomery back out to Eli King. 2 minutes to go in the first half. Alton up by one. Here's Eli King wide open on the left wing. Doesn't take the three. That's a shot he likes. Now he gets on the right side of the floor for Heck. Heck back to Eli King in the right corner. Eli draws a double team and then threw it away into the backcourt. Comets going to have to race down and touch it, and it'll be Neelyville ball with a minute 46 to go. Eli King threw it into the backcourt. Substitution for Alton. Andy Morrison in. Jed Montgomery will sit down. Neelyville inbound, down by one with a minute 46 to go in the first half. They lob it in for Williams, who just checked back in. He lost it, dribbled off his foot and out of bounds. Jermaine Williams will check back in for Neelyville and immediately dribbled it off his foot and out of bounds. So Alton's got it back with a one-point lead, 22-21. Morrison brings it across the half-court line, picked up by the man-to-man defense. Now gives it over on the right side to DeWolf, and now they pull back into a zone. Neelyville come back to a zone here. On the left side to Morrison. Morrison goes high post to Eli King, and he's going to be fouled. Eli fouled as he makes the catch. Number four, Austin Enos will be called for the foul. That'll put Eli King at the free throw line. Eli with 2 points tonight. They have come from the free throw line. In fact, Alton is hurt. Well, see, they are 5 out of 6 from the charity stripe. And that one is up and good. So Eli King with the third point of the afternoon. Colby Cronodal back in the ballgame now for Alton as Dalton Sharp will sit down. Minute 21 to go. Alton up by two. Second free throw for Eli King. Trying to stay perfect on the afternoon, and he hits it. 4 for 4 from the line. And Alton with their biggest lead of the afternoon at 24-21. They extend that zone defense way out high on the floor. Enos has got it for Neelyville. Gets it on the left side. Now back out to Enos. 1 minute exactly to play here in the first half. Enos working against the defense, goes to the high post. Now gives the number 15 the cutter to the bucket. He scores. And again, we apologize. We don't know who that young man is. Makes it a one-point game again. 53 seconds to go. Alton with it in the lane. Eli King, pull-up jumper off the back iron. No good. Kanan Heck with a rebound. Challenges Williams. Couldn't hit the shot. Rebound back to Kanan Heck. And now we get a whistle. And we're going to get a foul called on Jermaine Williams. He was over the back of Kanan Heck. Jermaine Williams for Neelyville just picked up his third personal foul. So Williams now with 3 in the first half for Neelyville. And Kanan Heck back to the free throw line will shoot 2. First one is up, and it is good. Kanan Heck now 3 for 3 from the free throw line. He's got 10 points on the afternoon. He's also hit a 3-pointer and a couple of twos. Good afternoon already for Kanan Heck into double figures and gives the Comets a 2-point lead. He misses the second one. That one rolled off the rim. Rebound Neelyville. Here come the Tigers with 35 seconds to go. In the first half, down by 2. 25-23. Neelyville works it to the right corner. Got down there to Enos. Enos going to the free throw line. His pass is deflected but run down by Hayes. Hayes back out front for Neelyville. Swinging it to the right. Now to the left. Back over to Hayes. 16 seconds to go in the half. Hayes will kick it right side for Enos. Enos goes down to the baseline and gets pushed by Kanan Heck. That'll be a foul on Kanan. That'll be number two on Kanan Heck. And it will send Enos to the free throw line. Number four, Austin Enos. Coming out of that part of the country, I always wonder if he's related to Scott. Longtime radio guy over the Poplar Bluff market. And the voice of Scooby-Doo and a number of other cartoon characters. And the free throw for Enos is good. Austin Enos, 5 points for Neelyville. Tigers led by Curtis Fowler at seven before he got in foul trouble here in the first half. Another one for Austin Enos is on the way, and it is up off the rim. No good. Eli King with a rebound for Alton. Thomas had it. Drew Clary crosses the timeline. Down to Heck. Driving the baseline with 4 seconds. Lays it up. No good. Kernodle rebound. Powers it back up and in at the buzzer. Kernodle powers it in just before the buzzer went off, and the Alton Comets lead it by three. 27-24 is our score. We'll be back with your halftime activities from the 2019 First Midwest Bank Kern River Challenge in just 2 minutes on Ecom Sports.
Where's the best place to go in Alton when you're hungry? The Fuel Express. They have some great fuel for your body, like the best fresh pulled pork barbecue, brisket, and ribs in the area prepared in their own smoker. Or try their fish and chicken basket with potato wedges. Your one stop for conservation, Hunt Brothers Pizza, catering, and more. When your car or your body needs fuel, stop by the Fuel Express in Alton.
It's the place there's no place else like, home. It's a circle of chairs around your fire pit where all the Do You Remembers get passed around like bowls of ice cream. It's bacon and eggs in the skillet, crackling along with the laughter.
At Shelter Insurance, we don't just insure your home, we insure all the memories that live inside it. Ask your agent for details. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
In Alton, see Shelter Insurance agent Norm Hollis.
Are you in the mood for some home-cooked food, but you just don't feel like cooking or cleaning up? Well, go to the Corn Fed Rascal Restaurant on the Square in Alton. They're open Monday through Saturday from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Sunday from 10:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. They feature a lunch buffet Monday through Friday and a dinner buffet Thursday and Friday starting at 5 p.m. It's the Corn Fed Rascal Restaurant. Check them out on Facebook, keep up with their specials, and there you'll find some of their reviews. Great from scratch food, great buffet, great customer service. The Corn Fed Rascal Restaurant. On the Square in Alton.
You can count on Simpson True Value for low prices on the items that you use every day. Like Pet Expert Dog Food, the 50-pound bag is just $16.99. Pet Expert Dog Food provides complete and balanced nutrition to help your pet stay in top shape through every stage of life. So now you can head on over to Simpson True Value and grab this bargain of the month while supplies last. Stop by and see them today.
Back here at the First Midwest Bank Kern River Challenge in Van Buren, Missouri, where the Alton Comets have a three-point lead at the half, 27-24. Comets started out slow, but really picked things up about midway through the second quarter. And, matter of fact, Alton actually had a little surge right at the end of the first quarter and came from behind to take a 13-11 lead at the end of one quarter of play. And then they outscored Neelyville 14-13 in the second quarter and have the three-point lead here at the half. Comets are led by Kanan Heck. He has scored 10 points for the Comets and 7 for Curtis Fowler, including a monster dunk in the first half for Fowler. He leads the way for Neelyville. Think about these Alton Comets. They've got so many kids that can score. They have had already 7 different players have scored in this game, and they've only scored 27 points. So that's a pretty good depth for the Alton Comets. For Neelyville, they have had 6 different kids that have scored tonight and are led again by Curtis Fowler with 7. Alton Comet basketball this afternoon brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance, Zach Barton in Alton and Thayer, the Alton Bank, along with Paintmaster's Collision Repair of Alton and Thayer, Alton CarQuest Auto Parts, Alton Gun and Pawn, the Fuel Express in Alton, Simpson's True Value, Hollis Insurance Agency, Shelter Insurance, Norm Hollis, your agent in Alton, and the Corn Fed Rascal Restaurant on the Square in Alton, Missouri. Let's take another timeout. We'll be back with more of our halftime here at the 2019 First Midwest Bank Kern River Challenge in just 2 minutes on Ecom Sports.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for road trips. We're for covering as much ground as possible on 2, 4, or 18 wheels. We're for drop tops, T-tops, classics, cruisers, pickup trucks, and dump trucks. We're for displaying Missouri plates like medals of pride. Have you ever hit a deer? Yep, we're for you too. We're for getting stuck behind a tractor on a two-lane highway. And if you're a Missouri driver, we have an auto policy for you.
I'm Zach Barton, your Missouri Farm Bureau insurance agent. And if you're in Oregon County, I've got you covered.
The holiday season is just around the corner. Are you wanting to get a head start on your shopping but need extra cash to do it? At Alton Bank, we understand these needs and want to assist you. That is why we try to offer loans to fit your needs. Come by and talk with a loan officer to discuss the loan options available. Getting your holiday shopping done early may be just what you need to have a very merry holiday season. Alton Bank, worth changing banks for. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Let Paint Masters do the mending. Paint Masters Collision Repair. Hello, I'm Johnny Crash. And when I bend one up, I take it to the folks who really care. Down at Paint Masters Collision Repair. They're in Alton, Missouri, so you'll never have to worry. Paint Masters Collision Repair. Just call 417-778-7080. PaintMastersCollisionRepair.com.
One of the quickest ways to get quick cash when you need it most, see Alton Gun and Paw. They're located on West 160 across from Harps and Alton. They offer a great selection of over 250 guns in stock, as well as ammo, tools, electronics, and jewelry. You can buy, sell, and trade at Alton Gun and Pawn. You can also bring your unwanted gold and silver and turn that into cash in your pocket in a matter of minutes. Buy, sell, and trade at Alton Gun and Pawn. Their phone number is 417-778-6677.
We're back here at the First Midwest Bank Current River Challenge in Van Buren, Missouri. Alton Comets with a lead at the half over Neelyville, 27-24. Coming up next, if you're not doing anything this evening, you're in the vicinity of Alton. The Donovan Dons take on Delta. That'll be the 5 o'clock ball game. And we are running pretty good on time this afternoon. The Van Buren Bulldogs, the host team here, will take on Arcadia Valley. That'll be at about 6:30 this evening. And then a big day tomorrow. There are seven games here tomorrow starting at 10:30 in the morning. The Eminence Red Wings will take on Zalma. Then at noon, Gideon plays the Ellington Whippets. It'll be Purdy to take on Greenville at 1:30. Delta takes on these Alton Comets at 3 o'clock, and we'll have that game for you here on K-Country 95. Houston takes on the East Carter Redbirds. That'll be at 4:30. St. Pius plays Lebanon at 6 o'clock, and Van Buren will play Donovan at 7:30. So that's your schedule tomorrow here from the First Midwest Bank Current River Challenge. Again, Alton with the lead at the half, 27-24 over Neelyville. We'll take a quick timeout. We'll be back, take a look at the first half scoring in just 1 minute on Ecom Sports.
Where's the best place to go in Alton when you're hungry? The Fuel Express. They have some great fuel for your body, like the best fresh pulled pork barbecue, brisket, and ribs in the area prepared in their own smoker. Or try their fish and chicken basket with potato wedges. Your one stop for conservation. Hunt Brothers Pizza, catering, and more. When your car or your body needs fuel, stop by the Fuel Express in Alton.
It's the place there's no place else like. Home. It's a circle of chairs around your fire pit where all the do you remembers get passed around like bowls of ice cream. It's bacon and eggs in the skillet, crackling along with the laughter.
At Shelter Insurance, we don't just insure your home, we insure all the memories that live inside it. Ask your agent for details. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
In Alton, see Shelter Insurance agent Norm Hollis.
Take a look at our first half scoring. First up for the Neelyville Tigers. Neelyville led by Curtis Fowler, who has 7 points, including a monster dunk. I mean, it was a thing of beauty in traffic. Austin Enos has 5-4 for Parker Jeffries, 1 for Jermaine Williams, 3 for number 11. And again, we don't know who that young man is. He is not listed in the program here. And number 15, who also is not listed, has 4 points. So 7 points off the bench for the Neelyville Tigers today. Well, the Alton Comets are led by Kanan Heck. He has 10 in the first half. Drew Clary with four. Eli King with four, all of them free throws. Colby Cronodo with 3 points today. Dalton Sharp has scored two. Brandon DeWolf off the bench with two. And Jed Montgomery off the bench with two. So the Alton Comets with 6 points coming off of their bench here in the first half. All right, our second half coming up in just 60 seconds. We'll be back on Ecom Sports.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for the people of Missouri. We're for kayakers, car dealers, grocery baggers, and mail carriers. We're for teachers, preachers, students, and singers. Armed service members, you bet we're for you. We're for people who shake your hand and say hello, not because they know you, but because they don't. We're for brewmasters, stockbrokers, beauty queens, and truck drivers. And don't worry, we're still for farmers, too. Whatever you do, if you're a Missourian, we're for you.
I'm Zach Barton, your Missouri Farm Bureau insurance agent. And if you're in Oregon County, I've got you covered.
Are you in the mood for some home-cooked food, but you just don't feel like cooking or cleaning up? Well, go to the Corn Fed Rascal Restaurant on the Square in Alton. They're open Monday through Saturday from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Sunday from 10:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. They feature a lunch buffet Monday through Friday and a dinner buffet Thursday and Friday starting at 5 p.m. It's the Corn Fed Rascal Restaurant. Check them out on Facebook, keep up with their specials, and there you'll find some of their reviews. Great from scratch food, great buffet, great customer service. The Corn Fed Rascal Restaurant on the Square in Alton.
And we're back, ready for our second half. The Alton Comets look like they're coming back with the same starters that started the ball game. It'll be Drew Clary, Andy Morrison, Eli King, Kanan Heck, and Kobe Kernodle down on the inside. That looks like Neelyville with their starters back out there as well. Jermaine Williams, who is playing with three fouls, by the way. No, Williams is not going to start the second half. So they've got Hayes along with Burton, Enos, Crosswhite, and Fowler. Neelyville opens the second half with a basketball pass down the baseline, stolen by Eli King for Alton, and here come the Comets with a chance to make it a five-point game. Drew Clary on the left side, holds it on the wing, looking down, got it to Eli King in the low block. He brings it back out front on the dribble drive, feeds over to Kanan Heck. Kanan, nice move to get Fowler off his feet, then shoots the jumper on the baseline, no good. Fowler down with a rebound for Neelyville. Fowler brings it to the free throw line, a little hook pass, got it down low, and we got a foul called on the play. What a nice play by Fowler, a little hook pass down to number 14, Crosswhite, and drew the foul. That's on Eli King, and that'll be number three on Eli. And immediately, Kaysen Kinder gets up off the Alton Comet bench, and we'll get him out of there. Free throw is up. First one good for Lane Crosswhite, his first point of the afternoon. Kinder in his ball game. Eli King is out. Eli playing with, well, actually going to the bench with those three fouls. First Comet with three fouls. Second free throw is no good for Crosswhite. Rebound controlled by Alton. Comets quick up the floor with it to Kanan Heck in the corner. Now to Drew Clary at the wing. Moves off a screen. Puts it up off the window and good. Nice job of using the screen right there. Drew Clary gets open and scores his sixth point of the afternoon. Alton now by four. 29-25. Neelyville with it. They got it across the timeline to Burton. Burton down in the corner to Hayes. Hayes spins away from the defense, gives it over to Enos. Enos, high post to Fowler. Pulls up, quick pass in the middle, and a foul going to be called on the floor. That'll be on number 20, Andy Morrison. First foul this afternoon on Andy. And it'll be an inbound play. Second team foul against the Alton Comets here in the second half. We have played just over a minute. Here's Fowler, takes down the high pass on the inbound, pulls up, jumper from the free throw line, no good. Runs down the rebound in the corner, trying to save it in, and it goes to Heck, and he has it taken away by Enos. Enos to Burton. Burton backs it out to Enos for three. That one's good. Enos hits the three for Neelyville. His second made three-pointer of the afternoon. He's got 8 points on the day. And that makes it a one-point game again, 29-28. Alton with it on the right side. Kanan Heck goes to the free throw circle. Kicks it out to Clary. Clary drives down the baseline. High arching shot off the front of the rim. No good. And rebound taken by Alton. Kinder's got it on the right side wing. Leads it down to Heck on the left side. Back out front to Morrison. Morrison back to Kinder. I'm sorry, that's Heck. Heck back out to Morrison. Now to Clary. Clary driving the baseline. Elevates for the jumper. It's off the front rim. No good. And a rebound is going to be off the hands of the Alton Comets. It'll be Neelyville basketball with 5:58 to go in the third quarter. Neelyville with a chance to retake the lead here. Alton playing the 2-2-1 zone press. Neelyville gets it across the timeline for Fowler. Fowler steps toward the bucket, tries to dump a pass down low, and is taken away by Andy Morrison. Morrison's pass is stolen by Fowler, who tried to dunk it. He missed it, and now we're going to get a foul called on the Alton Comets. That'll be on Drew Clary, and that's going to be number three on Droopy. Droopy picks up his third foul of the afternoon. Neelyville will inbound the ball. That is three team fouls on the Comets here in the third quarter already. 5:40 to go. Neelyville around the horn to Enos for three more. That one's off the front rim, no good. And rebound controlled by Kernodal. Kernodal up the floor to Heck. Heck stepping around the defense, has the ball knocked away. Gets it back out to Crosswhite. Crosswhite up to Enos. Enos running the floor to Burton. Burton pulls it up down on the baseline. Now squares up a three. It's good. Noah Burton drains one out of the right corner. And the Alton Comets want a timeout. 31-29 our score. Alton down by two. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back in just 30 seconds on Ecom Sports.
Be sure you keep those backyard birds healthy and happy this winter with supplies from Simpson True Value in Alton. Right now, pick up a 10-pound bag of True Value Black Oil Sunflower Bird Seed or a 20-pound bag of True Value Wild Bird Food for only $4.99 each. Both are a great source of nutrition for a variety of birds. Get these bargains of the month along with bird feeders and other birding supplies while supplies last at Simpson True Value in Alton.
2019 First Midwest Bank Current River Challenge on K-Country 95. The Alton Comets and the Neelyville Tigers, which have been a good one here. 5:15 to go in the third quarter. Alton down by two. It'll be Neelyville basketball. Neelyville, they came out like this in the first half, and Alton wore them down a little bit with their sheer numbers, and now Neelyville also dominating in the third quarter. But Alton, they'll continue to shuffle people in and out, in and out. They will eventually wear them down. Alton with a basketball. Got it to Clary in the lane. Short jumpers up and good. Drew Clary now with two quick buckets here in the third quarter. And Alton ties the score at 31. Under 5 minutes to go in the third. Neelyville breaks the full court press. Got the ball up to Burton. Burton will bring it to the high post there for Crosswhite. Back outside and around the horn it goes. In the right corner is Burton. Burton moves off the screen. Little fadeaway jumpers up and no good. Rebound control by the Alton Comets. Here goes Drew Clary, flies up the floor, steps around the defender, misses the layup. Kernodal down with the rebound. Comets get another shot at it. Here's the baseline drive by Clary, and he stepped out of bounds. Clary trying to drive the baseline, stepped on the baseline, stepped out of bounds, and Neelyville gets the ball back in a tie game. Kernodal out now. Dalton Sharp is in for Alton. So the big senior getting a little rest. And here's another deflected pass in the backcourt, deflected by Andy Morrison, will go out of bounds. Drew Clary out of the game now as Brandon DeWolf will check back in for the Comets. Neelyville with it in the backcourt, working against the 2-2-1 zone press, and there's a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Brandon DeWolf. DeWolf tried to knock it away from behind. Call for the foul will be his first of the afternoon. Team foul number four in the second half on Alton. Neelyville will inbound the ball. Got it in for Burton. Burton leans on the right side. Gives it up, and Burton got it now in the right corner. Back outside for Hayes. Hayes back over to Burton. Burton driving the baseline, pulls up with a jumper. No good. Fowler tips it back up and in for Neelyville. Curtis Fowler with a tip in. He's got 9 points to lead all scorers for Neelyville. Tigers are back on top. Alton looking for the tie here. Jed Montgomery just checked in. He's got it in the left corner. Feeds it out to Heck at the top of the key. Heck left side to Kinder. He'll fire the three. It's good. Kason Kinder with his first bucket of the afternoon. It's a three-pointer, and Alton back on top, 34-33. Comes Neelyville against the press. They break it. It's on the left side to Enos. Enos' shot is going to be blocked, and a foul going to be foul whistled on Kason Kinder. I don't know about that one. That looked pretty clean. Looked pretty clean, but the ball had not left the shooter's hand. And usually you block that shot, and it's still in his hand. You're going to get whistled for a foul. So Kinder, after hitting his first three-pointer of the afternoon, picks up his third foul. And the free throw is up and good for Austin Enos. 9 points now for Enos. Enos and Fowler lead the way for Neelyville. They've got 9 points each. And Alton making a substitution. Ben Ash and Dalton Sharp check back into the game. Morrison and Kinder go out. And the free throw for Enos is good. So Enos is the first Neelaville Tiger in double figures. And it's Neelaville back on top by one. Alton with the basketball. A swing in left side for Kanan Heck. Over on the right for Brandon DeWolf. DeWolf swings it over to Jed Montgomery on the left side wing. Montgomery looking inside. Nobody getting open there. He'll bring it out front on the dribble. Gives it on the left side for DeWolf. DeWolf backs it out near midcourt. 2:59 to go in the third quarter. Alton with it, taking their time. Here's Heck. He'll penetrate into the lane, pull up with a jumper, and it's good. Nice play by Kanan Heck. First bucket of the second half for Kanan. He's got 12 points to lead the way for Alton. Neelaville breaks the full-court press this time. Got it down in the corner. Baseline drive, and he stepped out of bounds. That was Burton, number 24. It was Hayes, number 24. Stepped on the baseline on the drive. So Alton's got it back with a one-point lead, 36-35. Long cross-court pass. They'll tip it down in the corner for Jed Montgomery. Working against the double team, and Montgomery's going to get fouled. That'll be on number 11. Nope, they called it on Fowler, number 33. They were there in the double team, and Fowler picks up his third foul. Remember, Neelyville has played most of this game without Jermaine Williams, one of their starters, a 6'4 junior, who picked up two early fouls and started the second half and picked up a third one. And now Fowler goes out with his third foul. So Williams and Fowler both off the floor for Neelyville. Alton with it, brings it down the left corner for Montgomery. Montgomery, long cross-court pass taken by DeWolf. Brandon behind the back with a dribble, kicks it down in the corner to Heck. Heck driving toward the bucket, trying to bounce it inside, but a foul going to be whistled on Neelyville. That'll be on number 11, young man, we don't know who he is. And Colby Cronodal back in the ballgame for Alton. Dalton Sharp will sit down. 2:07 to play, third quarter. Alton with it and bounce to Montgomery. He fakes the three, gives it in the corner to DeWolf. He'll let one fly. That one's off the back rim, no good. Cronodal down the rebound, back up and in. Big Colby Cronodal. All 6'9 of him cleared the board and scores for the Alton Comets. And Alton now back up by three, and Neelyville throws it away on the other end. Neelyville broke the press and then threw it away. Alton will get it back with a minute 45 to go in the third quarter, up by three. Never led by more than three. Here's the cross-court pass for DeWolf. Squares up for three. That one's off the back rim. No good. Kanan Heck with a rebound. Goes back up with it. No. Cronodal with a rebound. Couldn't score. Gets it again. Back up and in. Count it and the foul. Colby Cronodal with the free throw, with the bucket, and will go to the line and shoot for the three-point play. Cronodal with seven. Somebody just brought me a water. Thank you, Beverly. Colby Cronodal going to the free throw line, trying to add to a five-point lead. Alton with their biggest lead of the afternoon, and the free throw is no good. The rebound, it didn't hit the rim. Brandon DeWolf got the rebound. The ball hit the backboard, but not the rim. So Alton's lead remains five with a minute 29 to go in the third quarter. And again, Neelyville breaks the full-court press. Here's Burton, forces a shot up, no good. The rebound controlled by Ben Ash for the Comets. To Jed Montgomery, flies it out to the corner for Heck for three, no good. Cronodal looking for the rebound, got the rebound, dishes it out to Brandon Sharp, and we got an offensive foul on Brandon DeWolf. I'm sorry, I said Sharp, it was DeWolf. A little push-off with the left arm, he's called for the offensive foul, so Brandon DeWolf picks up his second foul of the afternoon. Neelyville again against the Comets, full court pressure, got it across the timeline. Hayes taking it up the right side of the floor as it poked away from behind. We're down to 1 minute exactly to play here in the third quarter. Alton up by five. 40-35 is our score. Inbound play for Neelyville. Goes to the free throw line. Shot is up. Good, and a foul. Again, we apologize for not knowing who that young man is. Number 15, he's not listed in the program. But he hits the shot and gets fouled on the play. Foul will be on the Alton Comets, number 11. And that is Ben Ash, and that'll be the first on Ben. And the free throw, no! Neelyville stepped into the lane. So a lane violation on Neelyville. They missed an opportunity to get back to within two. And we're down to 53 seconds to go. Jed Montgomery walking up the floor. Comets will milk the clock here. Coach Hollis gives instructions to his team. Feeds it on the left side to Montgomery. Montgomery takes the pass, still holds it, now puts it on the floor. Comes back out near midcourt. Gives the ball to DeWolf. DeWolf to Heck. And back over to Montgomery. Three good guards on the floor right now for Alton. And DeWolf, Heck, and Montgomery. They're just milking the clock. Down to 24 seconds to play in the third. Alton Comet basketball today brought to you in part by the Fuel Express and Simpson's True Value in Alton. Comets with it. Playing keep away. Montgomery down to 12 seconds. Now the Comets will start the offense. Montgomery to the free throw line. Looking for the outlet. Gives it out to DeWolf with 6 seconds. DeWolf looking for an open man to Montgomery for three. Count it! Jed Montgomery hits a three at the buzzer. That gives the Alton Comets their biggest lead of the afternoon at 43-37. We'll be back with our fourth quarter in a minute. Alton Comet basketball on Ecom Sports.
It's the place there's no place else like. Home. It's a circle of chairs around your fire pit where all the DU remembers get passed around like bowls of ice cream. It's bacon and eggs in the skillet, crackling along with the laughter.
At Shelter Insurance, we don't just insure your home, we insure all the memories that live inside it. Ask your agent for details. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
In Alton, see Shelter Insurance agent Norm Hollis.
The holiday season is just around the corner. Are you wanting to get a head start on your shopping but need extra cash to do it? At Alton Bank, we understand these needs and want to assist you. That is why we try to offer loans to fit your needs. Come by and talk with a loan officer to discuss the loan options available. Getting your holiday shopping done early may be just what you need to have a very merry holiday season. Alton Bank, worth changing banks for. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
The 2019 First Midwest Bank Kern River Challenge here at Van Buren. Hope you're enjoying Alton Comet basketball this afternoon. Now the Red Bull Mike Race. We're down to the fourth quarter. 43-37. Alton Comets with a lead. A good third quarter for the Comets as they got down early in the quarter and then managed to fight their way back in. That's kind of the way this game has gone all night long. Alton outscoring Neelyville 16-13 in that quarter. And the biggest quarter of the night, scoring 16 for the Alton Comets. Here we go, fourth quarter underway. Comets will have their starters on the floor to start the final 8 minutes of play. Drew Clary, Andy Morrison, Kanan Heck, Eli King, and Kobe Kernodle on right now for Alton. There's Clary with it on the left side wing, dumps it cross court for Morrison. Back to Clary. He's going to fire a deep three-pointer. It's off the rim, no good. And the rebound controlled by Neelyville. Here come the Tigers. All the way down the floor goes Burton. Burton has the ball taken away by Drew Clary. Clary races up the floor, pulls up a little 15-footer. That's no good off the break, and rebound Neelyville. Neelyville back to their starters on the floor as well. Curtis Fowler's got it in the right wing. Enos going to get the ball from him. Jermaine Williams out there along with Parker Jeffries and... Burton. I'm sorry, number three, Burton. He's got it now. A little floater off the baseline is no good. Hit the side of the backboard. And rebound controlled by Eli King for Alton. Here comes the Comets. 6-point lead in the ball for Alton. 6:55 to go in the game. Ball goes to Eli King. King swings it back out front for Clary. Clary back over to Morrison. Now to Eli King. King down the corner to Clary. Clary trying to drive the baseline. Williams shuts him out. He'll give it back out front. Alton with a pass to the left side wing goes to Clary. Troopy bounces one down in the corner for Eli King. Back out to Heck on the wing. Outside the three-point line gives it to Clary. Inside the lane, fakes, shoots, no good. Rebound, Kernobyl had it. Then he and Enos, who got tied up, crashed to the floor, and it'll be Neelyville ball on the alternating possession rule. 6:25 to go in the game. Game this afternoon brought to you by Simpson's True Value at Alton, among others. the Alton Bank and the Cornfred Rascal Restaurant on the square in Alton. Neelyville with the ball. Williams brings it across the timeline against the press, and it's going to get bumped, and a foul going to be called on Alton. I think that'll be on Kanan Heck. It is number five. That'll be foul number three on Kanan this afternoon, and it'll send Jermaine Williams to the free throw line. Outstanding player, but only 1 point this afternoon. He got in early foul trouble. And Williams, a 6'4 junior, has started since he was a freshman in Neelyville. Free throw is up and two flat, no good. Rebound is deflected out long and off the hands of Neelyville out of bounds. It'll be Alton Comet basketball with a 6 point lead. 6:12 to go in the game. It's 43-37. Alton will bring it across the timeline. Probably take a little time, run a little clock here. 6 point lead in the ball. Why not? Shoot wide open layups, wide open jumpers. Alton with on the left side wing is Eli King. Back out front for Morrison. Morrison right side to Heck. Heck goes to King. He'll dump it down low to Cronodal. His shot is blocked by Fowler. Williams had the rebound. The ball goes out of bounds. It'll belong to Neelyville. Neelyville is the ball deflected out of bounds. And here come the Tigers. Down by six. 5:47 to go. Enos walks the ball across the timeline. Alton playing zone defense. Here's to give to Fowler. Fowler splits the double team and scores a little finger roll. Boy, he is some kind of player. Curtis Fowler now with 11 points to lead the way for the Neelyville Tigers. Enos has thrown in 10, including 2 3-pointers. And back to a 4 point count lead, 43-39. Alton with it in the corner. Clary penetrates into the lane, pulls up a little running one-hander, and it's good. So Droopy's in double figures now with 10, and we get a foul going to be called on Neelyville. A foul on the inbound. It's going to be a push on Jermaine Williams, trying to make some room, and Williams picks up his fourth foul for Neelyville. They call it a technical. They called it a technical, so Alton's going to get two shots and the ball. Kanan Heck at the line. The first one is up and good as he gets it to bounce down. Kanan Heck now with 13 points on the afternoon. He'll shoot another one. This one is on the way, and it is good. Kanan Heck leads all scorers. He's got 14 for the Alton Comet. So Alton back up now by 8, 47-39, and will have the basketball. Cronodal going to the bench for Alton. Dalton Sharp is back in. Neelyville with their starters on the floor right now, with the exception of number 14, Crosswhite, in place of Jeffries. Here's Alton going to the high post for Drew Clary. He'll dump it back out to Heck. Heck fakes a shot from the three-point line, penetrates into the lane, gets it back out, and gets it right back. Heck going to the free throw circle. He'll feed it on the left side wing to Andy Morrison. The senior backs it out and gives it back down to Heck in the corner. And again, into the front court it goes for Andy Morrison. 4:39 to play in the game. Alton with an 8 point lead in the basketball. Here's Clary off to Heck in the corner. He draws a double team, bounces one down inside to Sharp. Sharp trying to kick it back out front. It's deflected by Neelyville and will go out of bounds. It'll be Alton Comet basketball with 4:28 to go. Coach Norm Hollis stomping on the sidelines over on the far side for Alton. Good to see Norm back out on the sideline. I always said I thought he gave it up a little bit too early. Back out there now, doing a good job. Alton with it off the inbound. Eli King to Drew Clary. Clary spins in the lane against Fowler, goes around him, couldn't hit the shot, but he's fouled. That'll be on Curtis Fowler. Drew Clary going to the line. Beautiful spin move by the Comet senior. And Fowler picks up his fourth foul. So the Comet's just been taking it right at Neelyville. And they've had him in foul trouble from the get-go today. Neelyville has been in foul trouble. Coach Patrick Morton up there has been there a long time. While surveying the sidelines from Neelyville. First free throw for Droopy is up and good. Drew Clary, who only had 4 points in the first half, has added 7 more here in the second half. And with 4:14 to go, Drew is in double figures with 11. He'll shoot another, and it's good. So Clary now with 12. And Neelyville down by 10. They've got the basketball. It's 49-39. Here's Burton driving down the baseline. Bounces it inside to Crosswhite. J. dribbles it one time, trying to go up with a shot. He's going to be held, and that'll be on Drew Clary, or is it on Andy Morrison? It is Clary, and that'll be foul number four on Droopy. So Drew picks up his fourth foul, go with his 12 points this afternoon, and shooting two, number 14, Lane Crosswhite, a 6'3 junior for Neelyville. First free throw is up and bounces off the back iron, no good. And here's Clary going to go to the sideline with those four fouls. And it'll be Kaysen Kinder to check in his spot. Second free throw for Crosswhite is good. So Lane Crosswhite is 2-for-4 from the free throw line. Those are the only 2 points he scored. And he makes it a 9-point game. It's 49-40 with 4:03 to go. We've got a timeout on the floor. We'll be back in 30 seconds on Ecom. Oh, it's taking a minute. We'll be back in 1 minute on Ecom Sports.
When you hear them fenders bending, let Paint Masters do the mending. Paint Masters Collision Repair. Hello, I'm Johnny Crash, and when I bend one up, I take it to the folks who really care down at Paint Masters Collision Repair. They're in Alton, Missouri, so you'll never have to worry. Paint Masters Collision Repair. Just call 417-778-7080. PaintMastersCollisionRepair.com.
One of the quickest ways to get quick cash when you need it most? See Alton Gun and Pawn. They're located on West 160 across from Harps and Alton. They offer a great selection of over 250 guns in stock, as well as ammo, tools, electronics, and jewelry. You can buy, sell, and trade at Alton Gun and Pawn. You can also bring your unwanted gold and silver and turn that into cash in your pocket in a matter of minutes. Buy, sell, and trade at Alton Gun and Pawn. Their phone number is 417-778-6677.
And we're back here at the Current River Challenge, the first Midwest Bank Current River Challenge at Van Buren, Missouri. Alton Comets with a lead, 49-40, with 4 minutes to play in the ballgame. And Neelyville coming with full court pressure. The Comets break it easily up to Kanan Heck. Heck penetrates in the lane, dumps it down to Dalton Sharp, waits for the defense to clear and score. That was a nice play by Dalton Sharp. 4 points today for Dalton. And here's Fowler is going to get fouled as he brings the ball across the timeline. That'll be on Andy Morrison of the Alton Comets. Andy Morrison will be called for the foul. That'll be number three on Andy today. And going to the free throw line, Curtis Fowler for Neelyville. Fowler has scored 11, scored 11 this afternoon and hits a free throw. Give him 12. Game high belongs to Kanan Heck at this point with 14 for the Alton Comets. Now the free throw for Fowler, one of two Tigers in double figures. The free throw is good. Well, Fowler's got 13. Alton will inbound the play here against the full court pressure, and the ball is deflected and goes out of bounds. Nope, we get a timeout call. Alton Comets called the timeout with 3:49 to go, leading 51-42. We'll be back in 30 seconds on Ecom Sports.
Where's the best place to go in Alton when you're hungry? The Fuel Express. They have some great fuel for your body, like the best fresh pulled pork barbecue, brisket, and ribs in the area prepared in their own smoker. Or try their fish and chicken basket with potato wedges. Your one stop for conservation. Hunt Brothers Pizza, catering, and more. When your car or your body needs fuel, stop by the Fuel Express in Alton.
We're back after the timeout, 3:49 to go in the game. Alton Comets called that one to stop a five-second call on the inbound. Neelyville is thrown on the press here with 3:49 to go in the game. Alton leads it 51-42. Alton inbound to Morrison, gets up the floor to Clary. Clary right down the middle of the lane, all the way to the bucket, is going to get fouled on the drive. And that'll be on number four, Austin Enos, trying to draw the charge. He's going to be called for the foul. And it will be Drew Clary going to the free throw line to shoot two, fouled in the act of shooting. I didn't think it looked like he ever got the shot on the way. Maybe it was his intent. First free throw for the senior is up and good. Really good free throw shooter, Drew Clary. 13 points on the afternoon, despite the fact he didn't play a whole lot in the first half. They only had three in the first half of the game. Second one is up here and good. So Clary now with 14 on the afternoon. And the Alton Comet lead is 11. And here's almost a steal by Kanan Heck. Ball controlled by Neelyville. They've got it out front, down by 11, 3:32 to go. They got to get a little sense of urgency here. They go to Jermaine Williams. Williams stepping into the lane is going to get fouled. It'll be a hold on Kanan Heck, number five for the Alton Comets, and a foul on Kanan will be his fourth of the afternoon. So Clary with four, Heck with four, three fouls for Morrison, King, and Kinder, two for Kernodle. First free throw for Jermaine Williams is up and good. Only the second point of the afternoon for Jermaine. Had a rough day playing in foul trouble. He's playing with four. Has been in foul trouble since the first minute. Second free throw was up and no good. Rebound volleyed around and finally controlled by the Alton Comets. Drew Clary got it. Droopy gives it up to Andy Morrison in the backcourt. Now across the timeline, back to Clary. Two guards been playing together for a long, long time. Here's Clary going into the lane, backs it back out. Looking for the outlet. Has the ball taken by Fowler. Fowler off to the races, spins toward the lane, gets tied up by Morrison. And Fowler finally gets the bucket. Well, Fowler finally gets the bucket out of it. Morrison thought it should have been a held ball. Here are the Comets coming the other way with the ball. Up by eight all of a sudden, 53-45. A little run here by Neelyville. They've really picked up the intensity defensively. Ball gets loose on the floor. Looking for a held ball. No, Neelyville gets a timeout. Nice play by Hayes to get down on the floor and get after it, and then he gets tied up. So, with a timeout on the floor, 2:40 to go, Alton's lead, which was once 11, is back down to 8, 53-45. Let's take a quick timeout. We'll be back in 30. It's Alton Comet basketball on Ecom Sports.
Are you in the mood for some home-cooked food, but you just don't feel like cooking or cleaning up? Well, go to the Corn Fed Rascal Restaurant on the square in Alton. They're open Monday through Saturday from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Sunday from 10:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. They feature a lunch buffet Monday through Friday and a dinner buffet Thursday and Friday starting at 5 p.m. It's the Corn Fed Rascal Restaurant. Check them out on Facebook, keep up with their specials, and there you'll find some of their reviews. Great from scratch food, great buffet, great customer service. The Corn Fed Rascal Restaurant on the square in Alton.
And we're back here at Van Buren, the Kern River Classic. Next game, by the way, the Donovan Dons and Delta will do battle. And then the Van Buren Bulldogs and Arcadia Valley will play in the final game of the night. 5 and 6:30 are the scheduled start times, and obviously both those games are going to be a little bit late. We've still got 2:35 to go here, and it is almost 5 o'clock. So Neelyville breaks the full-court press. Gives down the corner. Shot is up. No good. Rebound controlled by Eli King for the Alton Comets. Neelyville pressing even after a made. Oh, and here's Dalton Sharp got loose down the floor. Count it and a foul. A great feed from Eli King. He had the ball at the top of the key against pressure. Turned, and Dalton Sharp was all alone down under the bucket. By the time the ball got there, Enos was there, but Sharp hits the lay-in. And the foul will be on Austin Enos, which will be his third of the afternoon. Free throw is up for Dalton Sharp. No good. Curtis Fowler comes out there with a rebound for Neelyville. Fowler pushing up the floor, trying to get to the bucket. Jump stop, pushes a man off, and then lays it up and in. Fowler with a push off and the bucket. Now we get a travel in the backcourt on the Alton Comets. Andy Morrison caught it. And then call for the travel. 55-47, Alton up by eight. Neelyville with the ball back with 2:08 to play. Neelyville needs a big bucket here. They get it inbound. Going to the bucket. Shot is up, a wild shot. No good. Rebound off to Alton. Kanan Heck on the drive. All the way to the bucket. Misses the lay-in. The rebound to Neelyville. And then a travel called on the Tigers. Number three, Noah Burton got the rebound and then fell down and was called for the travel. And here goes Neelyville getting Enos back in the ballgame. Alton will inbound it here. Up by eight. Eli King's got it in the corner. Dribble drives out to the top of the key with a minute 51 to go. Now to the left side goes Andy Morrison. Andy working around the defense, off a screen, all the way to bucket for the lay-in. Andy Morrison with his first 2 points of the game. It gives them a 10-point cushion with a minute 36 to play. Needleville breaks the press. Going to the high post, got the ball to Burton. Burton down the right side of the lane, couldn't hit the shot, and the rebound off of Neelyville and out of bounds. It'll be Alton Comet basketball. And a timeout called by Neelyville. 57-47, Alton Comet with a 10-point lead. There's a timeout on the floor. We'll be back in 1 minute. Alton Comet basketball on Ecom Sports.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for the Missouri way of life. We're for worrying less about the what-ifs and more about the why-nots. We're for checking off your bucket list and then making a new one. For starting a family, a business, a tradition. And if you find yourself starting over, we're here for that too. We're for building a life in Missouri and then going out and living it. And when it comes to making sure everything you've built is protected, we're for you.
I'm Zach Barton, your Missouri Farm Bureau insurance agent. And if you're in Oregon County, I've got you covered.
Are you in need of some holiday sparkle? Stop into Simpson True Value in Alton today and stock up on Holiday Wonderland LED light reels. They're just $14.99 each after a $1 instant rebate for True Value Rewards members. Choose from 200-count mini lights, 200-count C3 lights, or 75-count faceted C9 lights. Each style is 50 feet long and available in cool white, warm white, or multicolor. Limit 3 per offer. Get this bargain of the month now at Simpson True Value in Alton.
Back here at the First Midwest Bank Current River Challenge. You know, the last game before this one, East Carter against Willow Springs was the best ball game of the day so far. And this one's been a dandy, too. The Alton Comets now the 10-point lead over the Neelyville Tigers with a minute 28 to go in the basketball game. It'll be Alton Comet basketball. Neelyville going here full court, man-to-man pressure. Alton will get it into Drew Clary. Clary in the backcourt on the dribble drive, draws the double team, gives it up to Morrison. Morrison taking it all the way to the basket. Couldn't hit the layup, but he's fouled on the drive. He'll go to the line and shoot two, and I like that. Instead of pulling it out, trying to run out the clock, the Comets attack against the press. And that is Norm Hollis basketball at his finest right there. Attack, attack, attack. Sometimes it gets to look kind of helter-skelterish, but it works. There's the free throw up and good for Andy Morrison. Andy now with 3 points on the afternoon. By the way, the foul is on number 3, Noah Burton, his third for Neelyville. And it'll be Andy Morrison to shoot another, trying to make it a 12-point lead, and it's good. Well, Morrison, 4 points late, and the Alton Comets have a 12-point lead, 59-47. Here's Neelyville with it, back the other way. That is Fowler going all the way to the basket for the lay-in. Comets just dropped off of him, let him have it. Full court pressure, Andy Morrison dribble drives through it, and we're going to get a foul out around midcourt. Morrison's going back to the free throw line for Alton. Andy is fouled by number 1, Jermaine Williams, and that will be number 5 on Williams. Jermaine Williams is, I hope they say number 4. I had him for 4 already. Anyway, Williams with his 4th personal foul. And free throw is up for Andy Morrison. No good. Rebound to Curtis Fowler for Neelyville. Fowler up the floor, has the ball poked away from behind. The Alton Comets have got it. There's Drew Clary. Clary handles it out front. 52 seconds to go. Clary into the free throw circle area. Gives the ball over to Eli King. King attempts to go to the bucket. Gets cut off by Fowler. Here's a cross court to Heck for 3, and it's good! King and Heck nails the 3-pointer. His 2nd made 3-pointer of the night. Here's Neelyville on the other end. The shot is up by number 3, Burton. No good. And the Comets control the rebound. We're going to get a pushing foul in the backcourt on Fowler. And that for Fowler will be his 5th of the game, I do believe. 62-49, Alton Comets are going to win this one, barring a miracle. Fowler is fouled out for Neelyville. Fouls out with 17 points this afternoon. That's 7 in the first half, 10 in the second half. Neelyville will open 0-1. The Alton Comets are going to open the season with a win. And a free throw for Kanan Heck is up and good. Kanan with 18 points on the afternoon. That's the game high. Not only for the Alton Comets, but for both teams. Make it 19 as he hits the 2nd free throw. Neelyville with it, 20 seconds to play. Kick it out front for Williams. Jermaine Williams backs up, wants a 3, can't take it. Gives it off, and Neelyville Alton still playing that defense, and there's a shot no good. Rebound controlled by the Alton Comets. And they'll give it to Drew Clary, and he don't even have to dribble it. The game is going to end right here. The Alton Comets with a 64-49 win over the Neelyville Tigers.